Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Fat chance of that. Mark Lawrence is not here today. He won't be here tomorrow, and he won't be here Wednesday.
Oh,
why,
is that right?
Do you ask?
Why?
Because he's out in the woods with a firearm looking for Bambi's mother.
No,
or
he's
father.
Out. Oh, stop that. He is out in the woods in this beautiful, beautiful weather out there.
Don't they always hope for snow on the first day of deer season so they
tracking.
Can follow the tracks?
That's right.
Yeah,
it's okay. Good tracking.
In case you're wondering, that voice belongs to my co-host today, Peggy Chamberlain Rube. Peggy,
yes,
Snyder
Joe?
County Commissioner, former news director here at Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation, longtime reporter, political operative.
Proud of both.
County
proud
commissioner.
Of all
county commissioner.
Yeah,
in
you
North
said
Humble,
that like three
in Snyder
times.
County.
Yeah, you said that like three times, but I want to do a flashback.
Are you a county commissioner in Snyder County?
Yes, I am.
I'm
a Snyder County commissioner. I'll be darned. A flashback here because I came in this morning a little early, you know, 7:45. Wanted to kind of visit with everybody in the building. Came to the door and the door was locked. And just at a just reactionarily, I reached in my purse to pull out the key and realized I don't work here anymore. I don't have a key. So thanks, Joe. Actually, Laura let me in.
Yeah, well, I do have a key to the front door. They haven't found out that I have it yet. So. But I only use it when Mark Lawrence isn't here and the front door isn't unlocked when I get here. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motors Company. Let's see, where are you going to find them? Where are you going to find them? On Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and on North 4th Street in Sunbury. And they invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of vehicle service on vehicles, state inspection and nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at www.sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials, and you can build a Ford car or truck to your specifications, and click on a coupon for the Works Fuel Saver Package. What kind of vehicles can you get at Sunbury Motor Company? Well, you can get Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars. They are the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, and all sizes of trucks, in addition to being a master towing service with decades of experience.
Wow, you're good at that. You should be on the radio.
Yeah, that's what they keep telling
me. Whoa, man.
I've been told I have a face made for radio. Our toll-free line is open. Call us at 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. It is an open phones day. Peggy Chamberlain Rupe is a Democrat. She is a liberal up to a point, but she is most of all a pragmatic human being who has very definite opinions that she arrives at based on her own research and not at all intuition.
Wow, that wasn't even written down. You just like made that right up.
So, Peggy, I'm interested. We've had a lot of men on the program talking,
we
and we've had a lot of comments. But seriously, from a woman's point of view, an intelligent woman who's politically astute, what do you think about impeachment?
That wasn't at all on my list of topics. I think it's a process.
I just want a quick one, then we'll go on to the other topic.
I think it's a process that we go through in the United States for good reason. And they apparently think they have good reason. And they're doing it. And I'm not going to place an opinion on it because it's a process. Let them go through the process. We'll see how it all works out. I'm not one to be so impatient that I have to know it right now. And I don't want to know who the whistleblower is. I think we have protective... protective measures in place, and I want them to be there. I want us to follow the Constitution. Everyone should follow the Constitution. I don't like the partisan. I don't like the partisan attitudes in the hearing room by all of them. Not just everybody talks about Schiff and the folks up there. I saw Republicans being downright rude. So don't even go there with me. I think they're all being. They all need to step back and behave themselves.
Well, now let me ask you a question. If you challenge someone's opinions, if you have a strongly held opinion yourself, you're
yes.
going to be strong in expressing that opinion and in questioning someone else about why they feel differently. Does that make you a bad person?
I'm not going to call them names, though. I'm going to say, you expect me to sit here and believe that you can tell me that they've gotten so caught up in the rhetoric of you're a liar without saying that. They've gotten so caught up in the rhetoric of it People are confused. They're tuning out. They don't care anymore.
Well, you know, there's research showing that the same amount of people, depending on whether or not you believe CNN's polls, that the same number of people favor impeachment this month who favored it last month. Other polls are showing an erosion of support for impeachment among moderates and independents.
Yeah, they talked to all those polls over there in Poland. I mean, really, polls, they don't mean a whole lot to me.
They don't?
No, they don't.
Oh, okay.
It depends who's taking them and how many people. When you go back and research a poll and find out that 1,000 people were asked the question and 36 answered, that is not a good measurement to me. And, for example, people say it's all the voters' fault. It isn't. It's the people who don't vote. When I sit in an election board and we have a 20% to 30% turnout of the registered voters, and consider that the people who are registered to vote are only a small percentage of the population.
True.
I mean, that's who's running the country?
Well, the vast,
I mean, really.
The silent majority, silent minority.
The silent minority is doing nothing. The silent majority is doing nothing. And well, shame on them.
Well, I agree with you. I wish more people did vote, and I think, I don't know that our elections would be any different if they did. A lot of people don't vote because they don't like the candidate. Some won't take the time or the trouble to go out on a bad day. It always amazes me that if it's raining, the voter turnout is going to be lower than on a sunny day. It's not like you're going to melt out there.
Okay, in Snyder County, one of the smallest counties in the state, we had a sizable number of people come and register to vote. They were motivated to come register to vote for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
They never voted in their lives, not once. And they said so when they came in. And they said so with language I really didn't appreciate in my lobby. But, I mean, that's the tone. That is the tone. I'm telling my employees, you know, you can't talk like that. You create a hostile workforce environment when you talk like that. And then people come to my desk and talk that way to my voter registration director. Holy, you know, I'm going to be, that son of a, you know, I'm like, whoa, calm down.
Really, people that upset?
They were all passionate about why they were there.
To
vote for Donald Trump. You know why, I think?
What about people
because
on the other side?
Because he talks on television the way they talk in the privacy of their kitchen.
But what about the other side of that? I mean, I've seen some of my liberal friends, some of the posts I see are pretty shocking.
They
to me,
are. You know? I can't believe that people use the F word so commonly. If they knew what it meant, maybe that would be it. I used to say that to my kids. If you knew what that word meant, you wouldn't use it. And that stopped. I sat them down one day and said, here are all the bad words. Ask me any bad word, I'll tell you what it means. Any of them. Come on, say them. Go ahead, say them out loud. They were embarrassed to say them to their mom. But I didn't want them to have foul language growing up. They hear it, and they come home with it from the bus. I mean, you know, that's
well,
be real.
We wouldn't want to have to wash your mouth out with soap, so don't repeat those words here today.
Well, one day you did write a memo here in the office to everyone, and I was in it, and you said, while we take pride that Peggy could salt talk a sailor under a table, this is a business, and we must operate under certain business.
I did that?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
I was home on a maternity leave. And apparently things get heated here in the building, and we would all yell at one another. It's tense when you come in at 5 o'clock in the morning, and you're all tired. Everybody's cranky, and we're working hard. We work hard here at the radio station.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I know.
These kids that are here now, God bless them. They're working hard. I'm proud of them. They're doing a really good job. You too, Joe.
Thank you. I just come in for an hour and a half. I don't have to.
But I don't care for the demeanor. I think that people need to, it needs to be a kinder, gentler America. If I have asked that once, I have asked that 20 times.
But it's not likely to happen. And, you know, what gets me is people who look at this and say, oh, this is so much different today than it was years ago. I'm reading a fascinating book. It's called Impeached. It's about the trial and impeachment of Andrew Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the rhetoric, the language, the things that were done then are, if anything, milder than today in some respects, but worse in others.
Abraham Lincoln was just persecuted terribly. But when we reach that point, somewhere you have to say, okay, we've hit rock bottom now. Now we're going to grow up and act like adults on television,
now,
please.
Not likely to happen.
You know, my grandchildren run through the living room and maybe the television's on and the news is happens to be on the screen and they'll say, bad guy, you know. I'm like, oh, stop. Go in the other room, you know.
But what obligation do we have in the media to try and solve this problem? I mean, I see so much of the media. I hear reporting that I think is slanted. I switch back and forth between the media.
A lot of the time,
it's just an innuendo. It's just one word, you know, that makes it sound like I believe this is the truth and not. I'm not just offering that as one of the options that's available. I believe this is the truth.
I will hold you up on that because you actually sent me some emails for the past several days because we would be together this morning, and they came from CNN, Fox News, and another source. So you gave them to me, variety of sources, and I appreciate that. And I think that's what intelligent people need to do. Look at a variety of sources. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, like my grandma said.
The problem is that if I express a conservative point of view, people say, oh, well, you're drinking the conservative Kool-Aid.
Well.
But, you know, what if I actually have arrived at the conclusion that that's a good thing?
Back it up.
And we have a lot of discussions, my son and I, because my son, as you well know, is a liberal. I will not say he was switched at birth, but there are those who might say he was. No, he wasn't. I'm only kidding, Mike, if you're listening.
I'm not a liberal, but I'm a Democrat.
But we have disagreements, but we can do it in a respectful manner. I know him. I know his opinions are formed based on his research, his view of the world, and his education and his upbringing.
That's right. And I don't think that kids should register Republican or Democrat because their parents are.
Well, I agree.
You know, I'm a Democrat, but it's on my birth certificate. That's the way I was born. I think my father and my family, my parents died when I was very young, but I believe they were Republicans. I know my grandparents were. And all the same, we have different views. And I don't think the Democratic label means that I believe in all Democratic policies and procedures or all Republican policies and procedures. I cross back and forth on how I feel they behave or whether they should be elected. I voted for Republicans. I had people come to me and say, you're the first Democrat I ever voted for. And I thought, well, that's too bad because I know there were a lot of good Democrats before me. Yeah. I don't put a big D on my forehead when I talk to people. I overheard somebody say once.
Well, you might want to remove that one that's there now.
I heard somebody say behind my back once, Peggy's a Democrat, but she acts like a Republican sometimes. We like her.
Well, with that, we'll go to Cindy. Cindy, you're on the mark this morning.
Morning, Cindy.
Good morning. I hope you all had a wonderful holiday.
I did.
I hope you did too.
I did. It was wonderful, especially because there was lots of family. Listen, I wanted to comment about the whole thing about the polling. And Joe, of course, knows I hold political polling in great contempt because I know it's skewed. But
there you go.
You know, I see this. It all goes back to the tale of the boy who cried wolf, which I think most of us know that story. This boy repeatedly is watching over the sheep. He cries wolf. Everybody runs. Everybody runs. Everybody runs. And then finally, the wolf shows up, and the boy cries wolf, and nobody comes. And this reflects a kind of medical thing we call the stimulus response, that you can stimulate a nerve, stimulate a nerve, stimulate a nerve, and it responds, and then finally it's exhausted, and it doesn't respond at all. And now that we know about this, there's actually medical devices that will do that. They're called TENS devices to stop pain. So why am I saying all of this? Because the more this issue of carrying on about impeachment goes on, I think that it's exhausting the interest, the response of the American people. That it has gone on far longer than it should have. 3 years of this is just, you know, beyond the pall. And they have burned it up. They've used it up. They may even find valid evidence to impeach President Trump, but most of the people aren't listening anymore because they've cried wolf too many times.
When you say cried wolf, you mean talked about things that they think he should be thrown out of office for?
Right, that they're constantly saying that they're going to impeach him and that he's violated this and violated that. And yet, when the truth comes down to it, the evidence isn't there to support the claim. And so eventually, people aren't going to listen to you anymore. You know, it's like saying, I'm going to go paint my house, and day after day I drive by and your house remains white. Well, there's a point at which I don't believe you're going to paint your house anymore.
Sure.
And they,
yeah.
Pardon?
Sure.
The old going out of business signs where the business is going out of business for like 20 years.
Well, there is a business in my town that has been going out of business for 20 years. I laugh about it every time I drive
by. I think
by.
I know
we
which
do
one
too.
You mean.
We did too here at the radio station. Love those ads. Bring them on.
I think that's where we are. I think it has been overplayed, if you will.
Yeah.
That they keep harping on this, and oh, tomorrow the world's going to end, the sun won't rise, and son of a gun, the sun rises every morning whether they like it or not, and consequently, people have lost interest. Plus, they played this game right up against the holidays, and boy,
sure,
it's an easy choice. Hallmark movie, Congress. Hallmark movie, Congress.
Oh, right? You are so right. You are so right.
Well,
or Joe, football game, Congress, football game. And Joe and I are really interested in what goes on in politics, and we pay attention to this, but at this point, I've had enough.
Yeah.
I really have. I have, and I'm not listening at all.
They've highlighted it to death.
Yeah, well, you make a good point, Cindy. I mean, I think there's oversaturation in a lot of ways, but you're right. This has been going on. First, it was the Russian meddling. Then it's something else. Now it's this. What will it be next week? I mean,
it's sad.
It's pretty clear that a certain number of people want the president impeached for whatever reason. And I think largely it's because they feel that this man is not representative of what an American president should be like. But this is a new day and age. I think it's going to be hard. We're all going to be hard-pressed to determine what is going to be normal going forward.
I don't know. I don't hear the mayor smoking dam talking like that. I don't hear the mayor smoking dam talk like that. Do you? I've never heard him say that on the radio. I've never heard him persecute me because I had a different opinion. I never heard him make fun of me because I came in here with my hair all messed up or not dressed the way he wanted me to be. Never. Never, never, never. I don't behave that way when I sit down in my chair in the commissioner's office.
Well, you know, the press has been all over Mrs. Trump for everything. Her hair, her clothes. I mean, it's just disgusting.
Last year's Christmas decorations.
I don't even talk about her anymore. I mean, she's a pretty lady.
She doesn't deserve that.
No, she's just a pretty lady.
I know
lady.
They think that his whole family is fair game. They're wrong. And it discredits them when they do this kind of stuff.
Well.
But, you know, I think that the end result of all of this is going to be a very serious thing, which is that, do you remember when Senator Reid changed the rule about passing a judge?
Mm-hmm.
And he went from you had to have a two-third majority to a simple majority in the Senate to to elect a new judge.
The nuclear
remember that?
Yes, the nuclear
and people
option.
Warned him. They said, don't do this because you're setting a precedent that'll come back and bite you in the tuchus. My words, not theirs, right?
Right.
None of a gun. That's exactly what happened. So now we have a entire term of a president where the opposing party does little but criticize him and at the grade 10 level. Not just irritated, not just annoyed, but let's go out and hang him. And I fear they are creating that environment for future presidents. It's not going to be very positive for this country if what we do is this for the next 50 years.
Excellent points. Hey, Cindy, we got to run. We got to take
thank
a break.
You.
But thank you for calling. Appreciate
bye.
Your comments, as always. 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236, as someone has done. And we'll get to that text after we take a quick break on the Market.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Thousands of Americans have tachophobia, or fear of speed. These are the people that classify the telegraph as digital communication. They believe this is the sound of progress. And they drive slow in the fast lane all the time. Don't be those people. Get the white-knuckle, stomach-dropping, crazy speed of Penteladata's fiber network for your business and face your fears head-on. See how Penteladata fiber can make you fearless in the office. Call today.
Nottingham Village is the premier provider of senior living services in the central Susquehanna Valley.
Feeling like a change? Want to make your life simpler? Try the many floor plan choices and pricing options at Nottingham Village. We're a community of friends with activities and field trips. Our continuing care program wins People's Choice Awards yearly. Call me, Judy Carr. I'd be glad to help.
Nottingham Village Senior Living Community, 60 Knights Road, Northumberland. Visit online at nottinghamvillage.org.
Chad, we need to be serious. I want to talk about building our team.
Oh, wait, like a basketball team? I could hit a three-pointer.
No, Chad, I'm talking about the Coldwell Banker Penn 1 team. We are growing and expanding, and we need current active agents as well as brand new agents to join us.
Oh, I get it. How do I sign up?
You can stick with your day job, Chad, but anyone else who would be interested in joining our winning team can contact me, Lisa Barrick, at ColdwellBankerPenn1.com.
Fantastic. When do I get my jersey? I'm a medium.
No jerseys, Chad.
Charlene's Petal Talk is blooming with holiday cheer. Charlene personally will customize and create gorgeous centerpieces and bouquets for everyone on your gift list. Friday, December 13th and Saturday, December 14th, Charlene invites you to her Christmas open house. Enjoy refreshments plus 10% off your entire purchase. Charlene has a great assortment of Christmas decorations and gifts for any price range. The Christmas open house, December 13th and 14th at Charlene's Petal Talk, Arch Street, Milton. Find details at Charlene's Petal Talk on Facebook.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. We'll look at Penn State's bowl possibilities today, 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Playing.
Oh, I guess, am I supposed to press the
button
for the
music? All right,
they got to tell me these things.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the...
Sorry, I thought I was getting the bumper music, but that wasn't the bumper music. In any event, we're back, and I'm Joe McGran,
and
I'm
Peggy
Chamberlain.
Group.
And we have some texts, and we have an email. One of the texts says, Ms. Chamberlain says impeachment is a process, and she's withholding judgment. That's great. Now, please tell me why this process was started in 2016 by the left before Trump even secured the Republican nomination. I smell a coup in the deep state that can't stand that an outsider won. That's one text. Another one says, gee, Ms. Chamberlain, you say Trump demonizes people. That may be, but let me ask you a question. Does he start the fight? The majority of the time, I say no.
I don't know.
But when attacked, he fights back, and with a withering offense, and that's what I want a president to be, a fighter, not the usual Republican that bends over and takes it.
Presidents do not make fun of disabled people. If I saw that I saw that live on television, and I advocate for these people, these intellectually disabled people, these physically disabled people. I advocate for them every day. I think it's my social responsibility as a commissioner. It's my social responsibility as a person.
Well, I think we
to make fun of somebody. No, don't even go there.
Not his finest hour. I would agree with you on that.
Not even for 1 minute is that forgivable.
You may like this one a little better. This is from our friend E.B. He says, the impeachment process has obviously been contentious. That said, the allegations made against Trump by Ambassador Sondland and others are serious. Shouldn't every patriotic American leave partisanship behind and take them seriously?
Thank you.
This is the well-being of our democracy at stake.
Thank you.
Both parties would stop trying to score on each other, investigate the allegations seriously, and find out for sure what happened one way or the other.
Get on down the road. I like that.
If Trump is found to have withheld aid in exchange for the promise of investigating a political rival, he should go. If not, then carry on. Is this not a logical process?
Yeah.
Well, it is and it isn't. But, you know, I think a lot of people
Are you reading now or are you talking?
No, I'm talking.
I think it's
logical for a lot of people to say, okay, well, I think the president has every right to investigate what's going on in the Ukraine before he sends money there. And if it happens to involve a political opponent of his, that's not his fault. That's, you know,
He didn't
hire Hunter Biden to be an executive of Burisma.
This doesn't have anything to do with Hunter Biden right now at the moment. It's whether he did it. Did he withhold aid and say, you will do this for me or not? That's it. It's that simple. And the Ukraine is such a struggling point. The thing that really, if I don't think this really clicks to people, the Ukraine separated itself from Russia for a good reason. And we're such good buddies with Russia in the White House. Oh, we're great buddies with Russia. So if anything goes afoul, let's just blame it on the Ukraine. Because Russia wants the Ukraine back more than anything. Oh, they want it back. So let's make them look bad. And look at the corruption going on in their government right now. I mean, the Fiona Hill, I think, was probably one of the most credible witnesses that I watched.
She was very credible, yes.
She was very, very credible. And I learned from her. And if there's anything that Americans should do is, you know, I don't care how you feel about the impeachment, the president, even the hearings, I think it's important that you see what these people do. These ambassadors to other countries are in danger every day.
Oh, no argument.
And they make arrangements with people that are very seedy people, you know. It's like damned if you do and damned if you don't, and I just said a bad word on television or on radio. But you have to be careful who you're talking to. Some of these folks are very dangerous.
Well, let's look at it this way. If the president feels that there's corruption in a given country or something he knows that would preclude giving aid to that country without some explanation of the way they're behaving or what they're doing, is he wrong for looking into it, even if it would involve someone that he would potentially have a conflict of interest with?
Hey, he even put his own guys over there. I mean, now I'm getting excited. My voice goes high. He even put his own person in there, his own ambassador, his own appointee who had less than 2 years' experience and who came on the stand. I don't remember the gentleman's name, but he said, oh, no, this is bad. This is really bad. This is not a good thing that's happening. That was his appointee. I'm following the president's orders. I'm doing what the president wants me to do. And if he misunderstood what the president wanted him to do, then I think that needs to be decided as well.
Al, you're on the mark this morning.
Yes. How you doing?
Pretty good. How
doing
are you?
Okay.
Peggy, I got a question for you. What did President Obama send to Ukraine to defend herself?
Pardon me?
What did President Obama send to Ukraine to defend herself?
Oh, you got me. I don't know.
Blankets. Send blankets.
Blankets and pillows.
Okay.
For 4 years in a row.
Okay.
And
is there something wrong with that?
Years in a row where he's sending them deadly weapons to protect herself.
Was it time? Did they need weapons at that time?
Oh,
you're
yeah.
asking. I'm ignorant.
Yeah,
I'm ignorant on this, so
over.
Yeah, I'll yield to you on that.
They needed tank killers.
All right. Well,
and
I'm...
they didn't get any tank killers.
Okay.
Because Obama didn't send them anything but blankets and pillows.
Obama's not being then, in the impeachment
and hearings
now.
And then when he started, and then when President Trump wanted to investigate and find out what was going on during the 2016 election, Biden wasn't even running yet when that started. So how could he be a political opponent at that point? He wasn't even running at that point. He didn't announce his candidacy.
Every candidate upon election, the day after election, has started their campaign for re-election, and that's the truth, period.
No, I think what he's saying is Joe Biden had said he wasn't going to run for president at that
said he wasn't going to run.
Neither here nor
so
there.
How could he be a political foe at that point?
Every one of
none
our
of
president...
it makes any sense. Oh. They started to try and impeach Trump right from the very beginning. And I am part of the cult, I guess. I'm a conservative. I'm part of the cult. That's the way your people...
careful there with that your people stuff. I'm a person. I'm a citizen.
Well,
and you don't care if I'm a Democrat or Republican. Yep. Don't call it my party. I'm just registered as a Democrat. You can ask the Democratic
Party. Well, that's your
party,
but your party's calling us now. We're cult.
Who's us?
We're following our leader, Trump.
Who are us? You know, tell me that. See, I don't like that us and them sort of thing.
Well,
we're all in this
together. Right now.
We're all
it's
in
very
this together.
Obvious. It's all us and them.
But we're back at a point where we need to actually come together as a country. We're one of the most we are the greatest power in the world. But we're not acting
not
that way.
Happen.
We
it's
are not
going to happen until, you know, you get term limits and you get all this corruption that we elected President Trump to go in and get rid of. I think he's doing a wonderful job.
Well, I'm glad that you feel that way. That's wonderful. I appreciate your opinion.
Yep.
I do.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank
but I'm
you.
Not going to call you any bad names, so there.
I didn't call anybody any bad names.
There you
I
go. And if I saw you in a restaurant and we were friends...
Okay, you guys are talking over each other, but you've been polite. That's all that matters. Hey, we're out
you.
Of time in this segment. We're going to be back
bye
with
now.
More of On the Mark after we take a break for the news. We have several emails pending. We invite your calls, 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News on the Hour, sponsored by Mass Mutual.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Advice to Northeasterners still struggling to make it home after the holiday.
Get where you got to get to and then stay home, stay in, stay safe.
But winter weather threatens to amp back up today with snow, sleet, and freezing rain in the forecast. From Pennsylvania through New England, correspondent Don Daler.
Speed limit has been reduced to 45 miles per hour on several highways. Heavy snow is burying areas upstate in Albany. More than 180 plows are out clearing interstates. Drivers in parts of Massachusetts overnight already face the impacts of the more than 1 foot of snow expected.
More than 200 flights have been canceled so far. The Supreme Court hears arguments today over a New York City gun law that prohibits licensed carriers from taking their handguns outside the five boroughs. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court has been silent on the Second Amendment for nearly a decade. They may decide to broaden the language on how far does the Second Amendment go in allowing citizens to own firearms.
President Trump heads for London later this morning for the NATO summit. While he's away, correspondent Stephen Portnoy says his lawyers will not be there for this week's impeachment proceedings.
As the House Judiciary Committee begins the work of drafting articles of impeachment, White House counsel Pat Cipollone says for now, his client will decline to take part. Cipollone notes the witness list for Wednesday's hearing still hasn't been made public, though committee aides have suggested the first panel would be comprised of legal experts to explain to lawmakers what might constitute an impeachable offense.
Retailers are fighting for notice online this Cyber Monday. Ken Perkins at Retail Metrics.
You see those large numbers of holiday sales on the Black Friday weekend, you know, $7.4 billion. It's really pulling some of Cyber Monday's sales forward. Not to say that Cyber Monday won't probably be a record again.
$9.4 billion in online sales expected today. New study confirms a link between dirty teeth and heart problems. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
A 10-year South Korean study of more than 160,000 participants found that people who brush their teeth three or more times a day have a 10% lower risk of developing an irregular heartbeat and a 12% lower risk of heart failure over 10 years. The theory is that frequent brushing reduces the chances that harmful bacteria can make their way from your gums into your bloodstream, causing the inflammation that can lead to heart problems. Deborah?
A cross between a plastic spoon and a fork is getting some of the credit for Dictionary.com's Word of the Year.
I want you to meet Forky!
Bonnie's favorite playmate in Toy Story 4. One of the things that's increased searches for the definition of existential. S&P futures up too. This is CBS News.
Behind every moment shared with the ones you love is a plan that helped make it happen. Learn more or find an advisor at massmutual.com.
Dell's biggest Cyber Monday week ever starts now. Save up to 50% on Windows 10 laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors before Windows 7 support ends January 14th, 2020. Save on servers and a huge selection of electronics with low monthly payments, plus get free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/SBCyberMonday.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do? What are my options? What did I do wrong? We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis. And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
A new warning about charging stations. CBS's Stephen Kaufman has the details.
That random USB charging cable found at airports as well as hotels may have hackers waiting thanks to installed malware. The malware infects the devices, giving hackers a way in to read and export your information, including passwords. Ree Fowler with Consumer Reports.
They've gotten much more sophisticated. They've been able to miniaturize this technology and make it a lot less detectable.
Fowler says infected USB cords are similar to ATM skimmers. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
You never know what you'll find as the Earth warms up and permafrost melts. Scientists in Russia are showing off a prehistoric puppy discovered in a lump of frozen mud near the city of Yakutsk. It still has hair, teeth, whiskers, and eyelashes. They've also found parts of woolly mammoths and other prehistoric animals in Russia's Far East. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Not a fan of...
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this magic music, which will inspire the perfect hire to begin clog dancing. Okay, there's no magic music, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site.
Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
And as I said earlier, I'm Joe McGranahan. With me is Peggy Chamberlain Root. Mark is out in the woods, honey. On this first day of deer season. This
I
is the
wish him luck
season.
And I hope he's safe, yes.
You kidding? Mark hasn't gotten anything in 25 years.
I don't care. I think it's the solitude
gotten,
that he appreciates.
Oh, there's a bad word. Mark hasn't successfully
gotten.
Tracked down a deer in 25 years.
Mark hasn't had
there.
A kill. I don't like saying that either.
I got my buck.
I came from a farm family. We did that.
Well, I came from a city family. The only things we ate in the way of meat, we bought the foot at the grocery store.
And I'll bet there was some venison in there somewhere.
I don't
at the market,
know.
Your
there
mom and dad didn't tell you.
No, I ran the first radio station I ran, the owner was a big hunter, and he always invited me up to his cabin, and he always had venison with spaghetti. And I ate it, but I never told him I hated it.
There you go. My dad made a mean rib roast with some venison. Oh, really good. Anyway, onions.
Hey, On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us at 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We have a lot of emails, texts.
I got somebody.
No
on.
Phone calls at the moment, so we'll get to those after we remind you that On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at www.sunburymotors.com.
I'm a Ford girl.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, I'd love my Ford Explorer. And my grandchildren always say, oh, we love Mimi's truck.
Oh, right. Well,
yes.
It's an Explorer, not a truck.
It's a truck when they're getting in. Okay. It's a truck. It's got stuff. You can put stuff in the back.
Well, in any event, the Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars. Premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks. And they're a master towing service with decades of experience. Checking the headlines. I had them here a moment ago. What did I do with them?
Well, not much going on today. A little snow out there today, tomorrow. I mean, we're in central Pennsylvania. Don't get too excited about the snow.
Thank you. I haven't seen Allie Stevens for a while. She's here filling in the news today. And
I
she
know.
Left me a little smiley note on the news saying, Joe, these are for you, and the smiley face. There's a two-alarm fire in Cole Township and an early morning fire in Jordan
not
Township.
Again.
Firefighters battled a two-alarm fire in Cole Township Sunday night and are on the scene of a fire in Jordan Township this morning. The fire in Cole Township started around 8 p.m. at 1466 Pulaski Avenue. Two neighboring homes were also damaged, according to Northumberland County emergency dispatchers. Crews were on the scene until 12:20 Monday morning to bring that blaze under control and are now investigating. More than 50 firefighters from Northumberland and Schuylkill counties responded. No injuries were reported, and it's not yet known what caused that fire. Firefighters are also called to a fire at 310 this morning in Jordan Township, Northumberland County. Emergency dispatchers say the fire is at a home on Rasputal Road. Multiple volunteer firefighters remained on the scene until 6:30 this morning. We'll keep you updated on this story when more information is available. And counselors will be available today for students mourning the loss of a middle school student in the Danville Area School District. The school district tells us Jason Gordon, a student at Danville Middle School, died tragically November 29th. Counselors from the school district and surrounding school districts will be at the Danville Middle School from 1 to 4 p.m. to help students who need to talk. Also, CMSU and the local ministerium will be available at the middle school as well. There will be added support staff and counselors in both Danville High School and middle school buildings on Tuesday as well. That's our look at the news headlines. The emails that we have, and we have several of them pending. One of them says, no one listening to the evidence about the president holding up funds approved by Congress to an ally government. Really, Cindy? I, for one, am paying much attention to this corrupt president and his actions and his lies. You really think people are all that forgiving and bored over proceedings against a president who breaks all the rules to benefit him? Methinks not, Cindy. Quite the contrary. I know many who are following the impeachment proceedings and hoping that justice will prevail, that Donald Trump will be kicked out of office he should have never been elected to. Well, I think right there our writer is pretty much making the point that other people have made, that, you know, they didn't want this guy as president from the get-go, and so it doesn't matter what he does or how he behaves. They want to get rid of him. Keep your hand off the mouse.
I'm so sorry. Didn't mean to distract you. Yeah, I know. This is a guy from the other side, and he disagreed with Cindy.
No, please.
Oh, well, I'm trying to get it to a blank space to get rid of the blue spots.
See,
I'm sorry. I touched something technical.
I already read that, and I needed to do that to delete it. So.
Oh, you're deleting it.
Right.
Okay.
And here's another. No, I followed Mark Lawrence's instructions to the letter. EB says, here's why the Democrats are so suspicious of everything related to Trump and the GOP. Eight Republican senators who will vote on Trump's impeachment held a secret meeting. Guess where? Moscow, of course. What is the truth with Trump's GOP and Russia?
Is that true?
I don't know.
Well, down here he has a little link. Maybe it is. You know, you got to fact check everything. Everything has to be fact checked.
And then one of our other writers says, thank you, Peggy, for being a true liberal. Every question thrown at you, you redirect or say it has nothing to do with. Debate the questions given to you. Thank you for being as snarky as Mark.
All right. Peggy S.
Hey, that's a good name for him, Mark the Snark.
Mark the Snark.
Okay.
Well, don't call names. Mark's a nice guy.
And then one of our other writers says, get your facts straight, caller. Obama sent millions of dollars in aid to the Ukraine. Check it out. Plus blankets and supplies. Caller is repeating a Republican propaganda talking point that is totally not true.
See? They lie about each other.
Well, it's been reported on the media, so I don't know whether
it's
true or not.
Well, that makes it true, doesn't it? I mean, that's part of the problem. They are just writing it down and putting it on the air, and no attribution.
Well, then one of our other emailers says, I think you're missing the mark. We saw this in the beginning when he was an outsider. The Democrats are still trying to get him on everything. That's why we're not interested. His base is mostly silent but supportive. They, the Democrats and the media, would like to see his presidency ruined. That's why they're going for impeachment. They won't settle for anything else. They want his presidency to be marked with a black mark on it, and that's their goal. But the thing is, we like about the truth is, it always comes out. I do feel that this man has an unbelievable weight on his shoulders, and I believe God placed him there, and if God placed him there, no one can remove him.
Okay.
This is not the first time I've seen someone say that the president was ordained by God to be there.
Well, he's not the Messiah to me, and I know many other people will agree with that.
Well, I mean, if God did that, then he also ordained people like Warren G. Harding.
Yeah, really, and Charles Manson. Let's move on. Any more?
Well, we have the text. We'll have to get to them in a minute. But, you look at what's going on here. Now, supposedly the Inspector General's report is going to come out next week, on the 9th, I think it is, and that's supposed to talk about the origins of the investigation, the Steele dossier and the Strzok and what's-her-name, Miss Page, who today has come out with a statement blasting the president for insulting her a few months back. Why she's suddenly coming forward is hard to imagine, but
really?
She is. So, yeah, I think of what Cindy was saying was that people are getting tired of this, and I think, and even though one of our listeners suggests they're not, that he's paying close attention, I think it's like the death of a thousand cuts. Every time you turn around, there's some new allegation. Every morning I watch CNN, and breathlessly they are, reporting the latest thing. Big reporting overnight, big news overnight.
That's what we say. We get up in the morning and turn on the television and say, let's see what Trump did overnight. That's the way it works
out. I love
out.
The wiggle words they use. Potentially this, if true that. Potentially this, if true that.
Right. No one can, they don't use attribution anymore. We used to require three sources before we put something on the air, Joe. And you and Roger Haddon Sr. were particular about that.
Well, and people willing to go on the record and put their names to what it is they say.
I love this. An unnamed source in the White House. Oh, really?
Well, it's like
that could be the, the cleaning lady. It could have been some kid walking through on a tour.
It's like that book by Anonymous about the White House. I mean, who in the world would buy a book by an anonymous author who claims to be a high administration official? I could write a book claiming to be an emissary from God here to tell the world how to live.
That Why don't you do that? We could land that one. Here's one for you.
That doesn't make me right,
does
it?
That does not.
You know, so I think that what we have in this situation is a president who brings a lot of controversy on himself, who now is trying to play, to some extent, the victim. And I don't think he can do that successfully because he does not strike me as someone who has ever been victimized. Actually, he strikes me more as the victimizer than the victimized.
Yes.
Because
right.
He is a tough, hard-as-nails New York real estate developer. It's all he's ever been. If you know his background, that's what he is now. That's what he's likely to be when he's out of office. He has no filter on his mouth. You know, he says what he thinks. He doesn't mince words. If he thinks you're a good person, he'll tell you.
It's bad manners, very bad manners, talking about women and
But
the
there's
sense
no
that he
requirement
does.
For good manners to be president of the United States. It's
well,
not
I think so. When I was sworn in to be a notary public of all the lowest position you could probably get, on my certificate it said that I will hold this office until this date so long as I shall behave myself. Now, I don't know if
that's the wording?
That's the wording. I wish that it was in all of our pledges when we take office that we would behave ourselves. If you don't behave yourself, you're punished. You're sanctioned.
Well, what define
or you're impeached.
Define behaving yourself, Peg.
Behaving yourself. I mean, it's proper decorum, Joe. Well, how do you behave? How do you behave when you go to church? How do you behave when you go out to a dinner? How do you behave when you go to the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters? How do you behave when you sit in front of the borough council in Shamokin Dam Borough, in one of the smallest little boroughs, in the smallest little county in Pennsylvania, far, far away from the White House? How do you behave? Well, if I'm going to have a shouting fit, I want the door closed with an executive in a session.
But on the other hand, do you not have the right to challenge someone? If someone brings up an assertion that you believe is incorrect or
absolutely.
Is looking at facts?
With due respect, sir. How many people say that when you sign a letter, respectfully submitted, or with all due respect? When someone prefaces something they say to you with all due respect, I expect that. Respect.
We used to sign letters, "Your obedient servant." We don't do that anymore.
Well, we've moved on.
But
there's
seriously,
no servitude.
You know, if you feel strongly, I never fault someone who feels strongly about an issue for expressing their opinions. So sometimes do they do it in a way I don't like? Sure they do. But that doesn't make them wrong and me right.
It doesn't make them good and you good and them bad. That's the thing. Wrong and right can be good and bad.
How did we get to the point that people can look at the same set of facts, arrive at a different conclusion, and yet we want to beat them over the head for having arrived at that conclusion? We want to impugn their motives and say, oh, well, this person has a bias against this or a bias against that. You know, why can't we just accept the fact that other people looked at the same set of facts we looked at and disagree with us?
You know, all of our lives we've been taught not to discuss politics or religion in mixed company. Or at Thanksgiving dinner. Don't discuss it. And now we've reached a point in our lives where we can't have political discourse that seems to be respectful. We can't talk about religion. Because look at the religions, the religious people we persecuted by virtue of different opinions. I find that so offensive. Well, this country was founded on the principles of freedom of religion. That's why we came here. And never should religion and the government blend. Those are our founding fathers' principles, and I think we should stand by them.
Well,
I truly believe that.
One of our guests at Thanksgiving dinner was a young man attending college, and he's taking a religion, comparative religion class, or religions of the world class, and he informed us that there are 180 Protestant sects around the world.
I said,
you tell me the differences between all of them? He said, no, I can't tell you the differences. So, I mean, we're actually closer than we think, and actually sometimes it's a very minor little thing that causes somebody to say, well, I believe you're wrong, and I'm right.
Well, there's Judaism as well. I mean, yeah. That has different, completely
well,
different
we have
sects.
One call on the line and another one coming in, and I'm sure our producer will pick that one up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's gone. The other caller's gone. Dale, you're on the mark this morning.
Morning, Dale.
How you doing? Yeah, I just want to state, you know, when I say court or someone says court, you know, first thing that comes to my mind is a game, like basketball court or tennis court. So the whole thing is these progressives infiltrated our government. I ain't saying Democrats, but the progressives, which is basically funded by the Clintons. So Trump wants to play on the people's court, okay, using social media. I'm not even sure, he don't want to play on their court. Their court is the progressive court, not the people's court, okay?
Yeah.
So when, you know, it's hard to judge because, I mean, I would just say, you know, Trump wants to bring his own racket to the court, to the game.
Right.
And they're not allowing him because it's progressive.
Yeah.
So I would just say, It's a waste of money, and I think it's good that they've brought into the light where the progressives, the Clintons, basically feel as though they're above the law, and all these progressives who back the Clintons, which is, you know, attorneys and law firms. So I think it's going to crumble, and I think it's good to keep going.
Well, it's a good exercise.
Please shed light.
Hey, and that caller on the line, stay there. Somebody's trying to pick up your call. Hang on.
We'll get
Dale, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we got a phone blanking out of control here. Hey, and happy Thanksgiving week. Happy hunting week.
Right. Thanks a lot, Dale. Appreciate your call. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, Joe.
Who's this?
It's your plumber.
This is the guy that asked the questions that has no answers.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We had to take you direct. Something's happened to our producer, and no one was there to field the call. So go ahead.
I thought it was your plumber, Jeff.
No, it's Paul. It's Paul from Northumberland.
Morning, Paul.
You're on the mark.
All right. You guys are talking about corrections and then what to say and how to say it and everything. Why don't you make a bill that the government has a dictionary all of its own, and only the words in that dictionary can be used, and if not improperly used, get fined or arrested or put in jail.
Or cited.
One of the two.
Yep, I agree with you on that.
Because apparently we, the people, have more than one opinion, and we don't know which is correct. So if the government makes a rule as to what is correct, then if they didn't properly use it, they should be arrested.
Well, I don't want them arrested, but you could be warned to behave yourself better.
An interesting point of view, Paul. You always raise something that we can't quite respond to, but thank you for your opinion. As always, it's very illuminating. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free number. We have to take a quick break to stay on the mark. Our phone lines are open. Our producer is available, so give us a call and text us at 70236 or email us at onthemark@wkok.com. All right, well, I pressed the green button, and there's no audio.
There's no audio, and there's no producer.
No, he's over there.
Oh, he's over there. Hi! How are you this morning?
I pressed the green button, and there's nothing coming through, so...
But we are. We're on the air, right?
We are,
it's
yes.
It's the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC Way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
December 15th is the last day to sign up for affordable, high-quality health insurance from UPMC Health Plan on the Health Insurance Marketplace. If you're under 65, don't miss your chance to get access to the world-class doctors and hospitals of UPMC and other excellent providers in your community. Time is running out. Sign up for UPMC Health Plan before December 15th for affordable, high-quality health insurance. Don't wait. Sign up today.
Everybody talks about the North Pole this time of the year, and it may be cold, but this house is colder.
Turn the oven on.
That only helps when you're in front of it, not for the whole house.
Drink some cocoa.
Enough. Honey, this year for Christmas, I'm getting us a new ductless Mitsubishi heating and cooling system, so we're warm in the winter and cool in the summer. I'm calling Tony now.
Tony? Is he one of Santa's elves?
Sort of. He's with TD Energy Experts. He will put us on their schedule to install our new system, and we will start saving money and energy right away. No more standing in front of the stove or dressing like I'm outside when I'm in the house.
Hi, this is Tony from TD Energy Experts. Don't freeze through another winter or bake through another summer. Call me and let me show you a better, cleaner, and cheaper way to bring comfort to your home with a ductless Mitsubishi electric heating and cooling system. Call 570-258-8088 or online at tdenergyexperts.com.
The stockings are hung at the Susquehanna Valley Mall with care. December 1st through 12th, watch the Susquehanna Valley Mall's Facebook page. Hints of what prizes are in these giant Christmas stockings will be posted daily. If you see a stocking that piques your interest, stop by the mall and drop your name in the prize box located just behind Santa. A prize winner will be drawn for each stocking daily. The Susquehanna Valley Mall fills your stockings with fun.
Thank you. Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Peggy Chamberlain's with me, and we have one call on the line, one coming in. We're going to start with Joe from Denver, PA. Joe, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. I heard you were talking about the president's decor. I run across the president's decor every time I go into a restaurant. I sit at the counter and I talk to regular people, and the president talks like regular people. You know, we don't want to censor them. Are we going to have the speech police out telling us what we should say, how we should act? I think that whole concept is absolutely ridiculous. You know, and it's interesting when it's always Republicans are the ones that need to sit down and shut up or to need to get manners.
I didn't say that. I think everyone should have good manners. All of us.
But for 50 years, I've been listening to people tell me I want to poison my children. I want to push my grandmother over a cliff. I'm somehow a racist, homophobic bigot, you know. And it goes on and on and on. You know, I'm a deplorable, I'm a disgusting individual, I'm this, I'm that. And no one ever says anything about these people. And they've been doing it for years.
I'll find an agency that can get that stopped.
The agenda of hate throughout this country. And when someone stands up to them and says, listen, you can't do that. That's disrespectful. That's indecent. These disgusting people should not be able to get away with this. Oh, no, you can't say that. You got to sit down and shut up because you don't have a right to question these people or even to stand up for yourself.
I assume.
And I appreciate the president. I don't put up with it. I don't care if there's one or 50 of them, no matter where I'm at.
I assume you're talking about the difference between conservatives and liberals, and you being a conservative, you feel that liberals tend to impugn your motives. Is that what I'm getting from this?
It's been going on for 50 years. This is nothing new. These people, that's all they do. They attack your children. They attack your relatives. They attack your family, your job. I mean, they have no moral couth whatsoever, and they're always ignored. We always, it's okay. Well, and they make excuses for it, that it's okay. But yet, when a conservative stands up for themselves, oh, no, 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 you need to sit down and shut up and be respectful. And that kind of garbage is done. I mean, I'm sick of it. Everyone I know is sick of it. We don't put up with it. It gets to the point that I stay out of their restaurants. I don't hire them to do work for me. I make sure that I don't want to give money so that they'll give money to these kind of people who they think should be in office. They want to steal my guns. They won't go after criminals. They want to give criminals the right to vote. They release rapists, robbers, and murderers into the streets. They make sanctuary cities and tell the criminals, hey, come live here. We want you. And when bad things happen, you make excuses for them.
Okay.
I could go on for an... I'm just tired of it, and everyone I know is tired of it. And we're so appreciative of our president that he cares about hardworking American citizens, and he cares about regular people. He doesn't care about the criminals. He doesn't care about Argentina or Spain or the world thinks. He's not the president of the world. He's only concerned about the American people, providing good, decent jobs, forcing companies to come back to hire us so we have a middle class again. All this stuff he's done. And let me not leave out over half of the Republican Party, because they're about the same way.
Okay.
They allow this stuff to continue. They won't stand up
and
defend. Not everyone. There are a few decent people out there.
Man.
I mean, when you could sit down and make a congressional hearing when somebody says, well, I think the radio station, and I say it's a congressional interdeal for your license as a radio station, right. And I come there and I say, well, I just think in my mind that the radio station is... involved in pornography. Well, where do you get this idea? Oh, I just think that they are. And I don't think they should have a license, because I just all of a sudden just think. It's just my opinion, that's all.
Lucky we're not. But thanks.
You know, and we're supposed to listen to these people as they're factual.
Hey, Joe, we have another call, so we have to
move
on.
Hey, let me let you know. I appreciate you letting me have my say.
Hey, you can have it any day. Just call in.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks, care. Thank you. Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, and good morning, Peg.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good for an old guy.
Me too.
I grew up on the farm, too, like you did. So, anyway, you know, you were talking about how can God be over, what, like, President Trump and over maybe a Hitler. Well,
I don't talk about God. I didn't say a word about God. I don't talk about God on the radio. He doesn't talk about me either. That works
well,
out
I'm not
for me.
Talking about you. I'm talking about the subject in general that was brought up.
Okay.
But here's how it works. God's sovereign over everything. But God has a permissive will and a perfect will. What people like me and the evangelical Christians believe that Trump got into office by God's perfect will. A lot of other presidents got in by God's permissive will. He permitted it to happen for his purpose, which only he can understand. But that's why a lot of evangelical Christians, the born-again Bible-believing group, are behind Trump, and not a one left, and probably more will come out and vote for Trump in the next election because of the persecution he received from the far left and the people that never wanted him in office to begin with. And I know what you're saying when you say people register to vote. I know over here in Union County, I know a lot of people that never voted that felt they had a purpose to vote this time because we were running a change agent, not the run-of-the-mill presidents that let things go down the drain. And that's why you had some excitement to vote for President Trump, because he's a change agent to bring us back to free enterprise, bring the jobs back to the United States, get jobs for the working people, and get the economy moving. And so far, he's successful in all of them. That's why Trump will win the next election.
In your opinion, right? In your opinion. And I mean, we have to opinionate these things.
And assuming he isn't impeached in the interim.
Yeah, even if he's impeached,
and convicted.
That's going to bring out all the more Trump people, plus many others that see the hypocrisy in this so-called impeachment. It's not an impeachment. It's a smear campaign for all the people that never liked Trump, didn't want him in office. So it even if he's impeached, that'll probably make him all the more loved, and then it'll go to the Senate, and they're not gonna vote to put him out of office.
Well, let's wait and see. You know, nobody can predict the future. You got to see how it works out.
I'll bet a cup of coffee and a donut at Dunkin' Donuts that he don't get thrown out of office.
Well, that's not a very big bet, Dan. Not very substantial. If you really believe that, I mean, $1,000 would be more like it, right?
Well,
Thanks, Dan. I don't think
you want to go that high.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate your call. 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. One of our other emailers.
I want to say something back to Dan real quick, though.
Okay.
Because he's very biblical, and I appreciate that he makes reference to God. I do, too. I talk to God every day.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, you know, the Beatitudes are pretty very telling to me. And one of them, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So let's be peacemakers. Let's be peacemakers.
Well, the heck with that. I'm going to beat you over the head here.
Well, there you go.
One of our emailers is along the same line. She said, you question about God putting people in authority. Read the scriptures. It's all through the Bible. And we are to share the good news. God places and removes good kings and bad kings. And we have a ton of texts that we've been getting
here. Wow.
But isn't it funny here? Actually, one of our emailers says, isn't it hilarious how Joe and all the Trumpsters will support Trump no matter what he does? Hey, Joe, remember back when and Trump University, how he was running a bogus college and bilking millions of dollars from innocent citizens expecting to get a degree? Wasn't this in itself enough to disqualify this man to hold the office of President of the United States? I can't believe how people are willing to overlook this kind of behavior as being okay. This is just one incident of the corruptness that Mr. Trump got exposed for, and thank God he did, and that he had to pay back millions of dollars to unsuspecting citizens enrolled in his fake college.
Well, I ask anybody.
Well, to be actually fair about that, he made a lot of his money by licensing his name. He may well have made a bad decision about licensing it to the people he did, but that doesn't mean he personally swindled anybody out of money from this college.
All right, maybe not from the college, but let's go to Atlantic City. Talk to some of the folks down there.
Well, that's another issue.
Someone said it is another issue.
You know, and he did go bankrupt there. He's had failures.
And all the people, and how many of those were illegal folks that were working there, too? You know, that also was a
developing
story.
Over the years, a lot of people who were wealthy hit snags and left other people holding the bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
that's
so
exactly
Donald Trump is obviously one of those people.
Yes, he did.
But that doesn't mean that he's disqualifying for being president of the United States.
It tarnishes his character, in my opinion.
Well, it makes you skeptical about whether or not you want to vote for him, but it's no disqualification. The only qualifications for president of the United States are 35 years of age and a natural-born citizen of the United States.
Got to be a resident.
Natural-born resident. Can't be a naturalized. You've got to be born here. So that's that. We've got to take a quick break. We've got more calls, and we've got a ton of texts that we haven't gotten to, but we will. We promise we will. You're listening to On the Mark. We invite your participation. 1-800-795-9565. Text us at 70236. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
At Animal Care Hospital Lewisburg, their motto is, we love what we do. And we all love the holidays, especially with our pets. It's so tempting to share that yummy turkey or ham with our four-legged friends, but we've got to be cautious. Steer clear of fatty foods, chocolate, garlic, onions, and even grapes. When guests are visiting, it's a good idea to let them know what your pets can and can't share. Animal Care welcomes you to join their Facebook page for more tips to keep your pets safe over the holidays. Animal Care Hospital Lewisburg. They mean it when they say, we love what we do. MyAnimalCareHospital.com.
Nottingham Village is the premier provider of senior living services in the central Susquehanna Valley.
Feeling like a change? Want to make your life simpler? Try the many floor plan choices and pricing options at Nottingham Village. We're a community of friends with activities and field trips. Our continuing care program wins People's Choice Awards yearly. Call me, Judy Carr. I'd be glad to help.
Nottingham Village Senior Living Community, 60 Knights Road, Northumberland. Visit online at nottinghamvillage.org.
This December 3rd, Giving Tuesday, nonprofit organizations throughout Central PA are teaming up to generate a wave of charitable giving throughout our region. Each nonprofit provides vital resources to their communities, including health, education, mentorship, and financial support. Donations will be collected through the website centralpagivingtuesday.org. Giving Tuesday began in 2012 to increase the amount of charitable giving done during the holiday season. Since that time, it has grown into the largest charitable giving movement in the world. Give back to your community this Giving Tuesday, December 3rd. Visit centralpagivingtuesday.org to learn more today.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax in knowing they'll soon be there.
Right now, save 15% on UPS shipping services at your local Staples store.
Plus, Staples has all the supplies you need, like boxes, tape, and bubble roll.
And they're open 7 days a week.
So you ship when you want and save.
So a happy and stress-free shipping holiday to all.
And to all a good night. Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
In-store only ends 12/28/19. See store for details.
Make your home merrier and brighter by shopping cyber deals at Lowe's.com for holiday decor and more, like 25% off artificial Christmas trees. Choose from a variety of sizes, tree species, and colors to suit your home and style. You can also pick up a Holiday Living 100-count clear or multicolor mini light set for just $2.29. And while you're shopping, check off your gift list by picking up a Lowe's gift card. For these cyber deals and more, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 12/4 while supplies last. Tree offer excludes special order indoor-outdoor potted and porch trees. U.S. only.
Join News Radio 1070 WKOK Monday through Friday mornings from 8:30 till 10 for our live local telephone talk show, On the Mark.
When you turn on Fox News and you see the people interviewing a Border Patrol and coming across the river, that's my town, Mission, Texas. And it is a bad, bad situation. And believe me, they're doing the best they can with what they've got. In Brownsville, they converted a Walmart to a shelter, and they still don't have enough space for them.
On the Mark, weekday mornings from 8:30 till 10, only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. We'll look at Penn State's bowl possibilities today, 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan with Peg Chamberlain. And, Paul, you get one more minute. Go ahead.
Hey, here's a question for you, and it pertains to education. Higher education does not follow wisdom.
That's
and
not a question. That's not a question.
Follow logic.
What's the question?
Question is, when these people talk, are they using logic, wisdom, or their education?
I hope a combination of all three. Thank you.
Sometimes it could be bovine excrement, Paul. We never know. 1-800-795-9565. Lance.
Oh, wow.
Lance, you're on the mark.
Hi, Lance.
Oh.
Morning.
Oh, okay. I thought I'd be waiting here a little bit. Okay. Why? The reason why I dearly love Trump is because he's not an imposter.
It's true. That's true.
Right? And the other side are complete imposters.
I don't believe that, but okay.
Sure. Well,
your
okay.
opinion.
They claim to be kind, compassionate, altruistic, selfless, caring, sophisticated, and a whole other adjectives that I could come up with, okay? But when it comes time for, like, a abortion, say a 5-month abortion, in which we look and we see a little baby in there with a heartbeat, brain waves, and arms, legs, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and gender, they take a catheter.
Oh, no, do we have to go here now? Is that necessary to go
no,
there?
No, yes, it is.
Why? Absolutely. I don't understand. We're talking about the president and the others.
They celebrate this.
Who's
that
nobody
poor little
celebrates
babe in
that.
There trying to get away from it?
No. This is not a topic that we're discussing right now. And honestly,
yes,
a little bit. Not really. No, it's not. We haven't had that. We haven't said that word this morning. Move on to your opinion of Trump and the rest of us.
Okay. That's exactly what we're talking about. Now, here, okay, can I synthesize this down real quick? Please?
Go ahead.
Break it down.
In 1872, okay.
Okay, we
Susan,
can go there.
Susan B. Anthony, at the Republican convention, okay, what she said was, "Personally, I do not admire Grant and do not care to see a fast man at the head of the nation, but principles to me are more than individual character."
Good for her.
And she went on to vote illegally for Grant's reelection.
Right.
And that's pretty much it.
That she got arrested for.
Yeah. 100 years ago, we got the right to vote. Do you know that a black man in servitude, was able to vote 50 years before that? Hmm. Men. I learned that. I gave a lovely speech to the Daughters of the American Revolution, and I was proud to do so, and I learned a great deal in that time.
Right.
Well, I learned a great deal from that. Thank you, though. I
appreciate your call. Thank you, Lance. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free number. Let's get to some of these texts. One of them says, "You swallowed the fake news about the reporter, the report that Trump was making fun of."
I saw it.
It wasn't because he was disabled. It was because he was a fake news liar.
No, he wasn't.
The vice president sure did threaten the Ukraine about aid. Fire the prosecutor investigating the company that his son Hunter is a board member of for not getting $1 billion.
Bush was involved in Saudi Arabia. All of our presidents have international holdings.
Well, you made me lose my place here.
Moscow, Trump Towers in Moscow. Come on.
All right. That his son Hunter is a board member of or not get $1 billion. I'm trying to find dollars in aid. Where was the deep state when MSN, when this was happening? Okay. Well, there's a couple of there. I love how these texts come in. They don't come in order.
They're
and so
backward.
You have to read them. You have to try and figure out which way they came in.
You have to find where the bottom is, because because there are so many. I really stirred some folks up a little bit here this morning. And I'm sorry I cut you off on that topic. I'm not talking about that this morning. I took my coffee and didn't have breakfast. It's a little nauseating.
Well, you know, I understand that people want to tie this all together.
They can't.
And it's I don't know that I agree with you. I think I do agree with you that abortion has very little to do with whether the president should be impeached. You know, Lance obviously sees a correlation there that you and I don't see. But, you know, that's his right.
He has the right to. But we only had a few minutes, and I really didn't want to go there. I think he had other points to make.
All right. Fact-checking Trump's claim that Obama gave Ukraine pillows and sheets. There's a link here. There was no withholding of aid, and nothing was given by the Ukraine because of it. They received taxpayer dollars with no accountability, but the previous Ukraine military aid sheets, pillows, fact-checking index. Somebody's messing
Fact
this
check.
Way up.
The Obama administration gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Ukraine in addition to the blankets and sheets.
Well,
That's it. That's what he said.
All right. Well,
that's enough. Okay, fine.
Pillows and blankets. Is that what you get?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I don't know if it's upside down or inside out, but that's what he said.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you caught it because I was having no trouble following
it. It's very confusing.
One of our other texts says, good morning. I love it that the president, Republicans cry wolf rather than not allowed to be in the impeachment proceedings. Read the papers. The lawyers are going to get Trump and his clan. Just wait and see. Move to Florida so you don't need to file taxes. Trump is as shady as a tree with leaves.
Hey, we know a whole lot of, we now have a lot of friends that moved to Florida for that very reason. And I like the signature on there. Go to the one above it.
Well, now, the president has said today, you know, after months of saying that he wasn't going to take part in the impeachment process because it was not fair, he couldn't call witnesses, he couldn't do this, he couldn't do that. They've invited him to participate and given him till the end of this week, I think it is, to decide whether or not he will. And the feeling is that he won't participate because he still feels it's an unfair process. Now, do you feel if someone was going to prosecute you for some crime you didn't commit or you didn't feel you committed, would you cooperate with them or would you withhold your cooperation?
Oh, I would completely cooperate and I would ask to testify.
Why?
I would. I would want to defend myself. And this comes down to a trial in a courtroom. Think about it, though. Your defense lawyer might say, no, I don't want you testifying. I do not want you on the stand. And you're saying, but I'm telling the truth. I want to go on the stand. I want to go on the stand. I think that,
I most certainly would. I think that
why
he hesitates there is that they will ask him questions that aren't related to the topic at hand.
He can decline.
Trying to catch him in a lie.
He can decline, and there should be rules. They made rules.
If he takes the Fifth Amendment, then it's, oh, well, he's guilty. He took the Fifth Amendment.
They made rules.
Well, I think if the process had been fair from the outset, I would say he should cooperate. I still think if I were him, I would send my attorney. At the very least, I would send my attorney.
He should be with him.
Well, yeah, but why
are we talking about Rudy, Judy, and Giuliani?
No, I don't know if that's a good idea. I think they'd like to talk to Rudy. I don't think he would show up there. But, you know, the president of the United States is a serious job. I take it seriously.
I do, too. Very seriously.
I question one of the reports I heard this morning. One of the talking heads said, how much of the people's business is getting done? And that's where I have a problem. I don't think much is. You look at the USMCA agreement that was negotiated. It's ready for action. But Nancy Pelosi won't bring it up. Why? Apparently, she doesn't want to give Trump a victory. Now, that's wrong. Him doing other things is wrong. I mean, two wrongs don't make a right.
Right.
The president has done some things that are bad. I won't argue that point. Nancy Pelosi is doing some things that are not in the best interest of the country.
Well, there you go. I wouldn't call it, it's not illegal, but it's not in the best interest of the country. I agree with you on that. I completely agree with you. It is not in the best interest of our country.
And that's what we should qualify. How do we get past that?
I don't know, Joe. You know, we sit here, you and I, in the smallest county in Pennsylvania. You and I sit here.
Is Montour smaller?
Oh, yeah, you're right. They're smaller.
Okay.
Well, one of the smallest counties in Pennsylvania. We sit here and we run our governments. You're in Shamokin Dam. Things get done. I'm in the county. Things get done. The state is a little slow on the uptake. I think the farther up the food chain you go, the slower they are, the less effective they are. I don't understand that.
Well,
that's the part that's so hard for me to understand.
Well, think about it while we take a break. 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys
force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Hi, this is Ethan from Northumberland Hearing Center. If you or a loved one struggles with the sounds of everyday life, we can help. We are a full-service hearing center that features quality hearing instruments to fit every budget. From testing to cleaning and service, every visit will be met in a warm and friendly professional setting. Find us at northumberlandhearingcenter.com or at 2nd and Prince Streets in Northumberland.
Northumberland Hearing Center. Improve your hearing, improve your life.
Shop Lowe's.com cyber deals for gifts perfect for those in your list. Now you can save $80 on a DeWalt 2-tool 20-volt max brushless cordless combo kit featuring a drill, impact driver, two batteries, and charger, all for just $149. And get a 200-piece Cobalt Mechanics tool set for just $99. This set is a $500 value and includes tools perfect for everyday projects and more. If you're up in the air about what gift to give, remember, a Lowe's gift card is always a great choice. For these cyber deals and more, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 12/4 U.S. only.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Mistle toner.
And ink nog. Huh?
I mean, come on, who doesn't think ink and toner during the holidays?
You don't. Okay. Well, Staples is aiming to fix that. Right now, you get 25% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $200 on toner.
Now who's not thinking ink and toner this holiday?
Give your printer the gift of ink and receive 25% back in rewards.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store.
Ends 12/7/19. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/25 and rewards for details.
The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
John Reed pours over tape exhaustively, including tape of his own receivers. You want to know why he pours over tape of his own receivers? Because he has to play them in practice. This scout says to me, he says, that is my kind of guy right there. You can tell the film study pays off for him all the time. There are some people that don't want to put in the extra stuff, and it shows.
The Steve Jones Show, 3-5 weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I like Friday, like the wind here into the final 7 minutes of the program.
Still we have been windy.
Still time for you to get your phone call in at 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236. Peggy has a supporter. Says good morning.
Good morning.
It's great hearing Peggy on the air. I love the way she keeps things moving and makes callers stay on topic. Good job. Well done. Signed, Margaret.
Thank you, Margaret.
Another left-leaning liberal heard from.
Love you, Margaret.
Only kidding, Margaret. And then another writer says, nope, we don't want President Trump being involved. He would be acknowledging that they have a case, and they have no case. And that's in reference to our discussion about whether or not he should be involved.
Don't you want to know, though? Don't you want to know? Informed sources want to know. I want to know.
What do you want to know?
Well, she said I want to know.
I look at it this way. The President of the United States, if he is impeached, and if it winds up into a trial in the Senate, then he's got to defend himself. Then we have to hear what he has to say. Right now, if there was, Nancy Pelosi said at the outset she didn't think there should be impeachment if there wasn't bipartisan support. And there's not bipartisan support. There isn't any Republican support.
Yeah,
there
isn't
any Democrat. Well, no, there are two Democrats who are opposed, who voted against. Yeah. So, I mean, we don't have any unanimity like we did with Richard Nixon, that this is a bad guy who needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have that.
Yeah.
So in the absence of that, isn't it just a partisan political exercise that isn't going to go anywhere? And if so, why drag the American people through it?
I want to hear the outcome, Joe. We're in for, you're in for a penny, in for a pound now. It's down the road. There's no turning back. I would not turn this back.
Why not?
I would not, because we've already, I think it would just damage the credibility of our government. I think it would send stocks sinking below record levels. I think that there would be serious implications
really,
if that stopped.
Really, if you called it off?
Yes, I do.
Boy, I disagree with you on that.
I think people in the world would lose trust in America. In the United States, you know, those people over there, they don't know what they're doing. They start, they stop, they start, they stop. I think you're down the road,
but
keep on going.
I think the people could realize that this is a partisan political process.
Well, that's in your opinion.
Well, the only defections are two Democrats who voted against having the impeachment.
Well, some of them just don't have the nerve to step up, I'm thinking.
You were going to say something else.
I didn't say it, though, because I'm respectful on the radio.
But seriously, if Republicans looked at this and thought, you know, you could say, well, the Republicans don't want to see bad things. Well, they saw bad things with Nixon.
Some of them have strings attached. There's strings attached everywhere. It's like a puppet show with all the marionettes. I want it finished. I want it to go on and be finished. I do. I want to hear the witnesses.
Heard them.
Not all of them. We're not done yet.
Well, who haven't we heard? We haven't heard from Hunter Biden, and they want to call him.
Yep.
You know, if the Senate has the trial, they're likely to call some people the Democrats don't want called.
I don't care. I want to hear it all.
Okay. Dan, you get one more minute, and I mean 1 minute.
Dan, my man.
Hey, good morning. Why, the reason local politics seemingly works better than Washington, the lobbyists are carrying hundreds of thousands of dollars to Washington, D.C., and buying our politicians. That's why local politics works better. That's another reason that a lot of us voted for Trump. He don't need the lobbyists' money. He's a man with his own money.
Yeah, says Mike Bloomberg.
Don't need the money either, so we'll see what happens.
How about
there.
It?
It'll be interesting. So thanks for the extra minute.
You're welcome. You got it. Thank you, Dan. 1-800-795-9565.
Read that email now. That's important.
One of our texters says, this is how Trump takes care of America. Take money from veterans. Take money from the poor. Take money from the middle class. He claims he is building a wall, laughing out loud. He is replacing old walls. How many businesses are going out of business? Hundreds. He needs to go to the jail and call his lawyer. That call will be answered in the cell next to him. Ha, ha, ha. Huh.
Oh, I want to read the email.
Okay.
Okay, and I got to move my microphone.
Just for clarification,
yep,
the Democratic...
that one, I want to read it.
All right.
Just for clarification, the Democratic-led House has passed hundreds of pieces of legislation that Moscow Mitch refuses to bring a vote in the Senate. So if you feel work isn't getting done on behalf of the American people, you can start by blaming that obstructionist.
Okay.
I read it.
Why not blame Nancy Pelosi?
Blame is pretty cheap. Let's pass it all around. Everybody have a hunk of it, okay?
But the Senate,
with some icing on top.
All right. The Senate already passed the USMCA, didn't it?
I don't know, Joe.
So all the House has to do is pass it, and that becomes law. So that's not something that's been held up. I mean, I would think that you would at least take what you could get.
Yep.
And the fact that Mexico and Canada and the United States arrived at an agreement to replace NAFTA that everyone generally concedes is better than NAFTA.
Okay.
Why hold it up?
I don't know. There's got to be a reason.
Politics is the reason.
Well, exactly. The marionette strings. We've been there.
You know, I just think that my concern is that we're not getting the people's business done. And I'm willing to concede that President Trump isn't doing all the people's business anyhow. He's spending a lot of times doing rallies, you know, and he's spending a lot of times tweeting.
He's on the campaign route now. Everybody knows that.
But I don't see him doing a lot of the things that I would like to see the president doing. You know, he accepted the Christmas tree. He was there. No, he didn't accept the Christmas tree. He wasn't there for that.
But he's handing out
a lot of medals. He's handing out a lot of,
right.
You know, that they've got embroiled in the fact that he disobeyed or went against military wisdom and pardoning
those
troops.
Navy SEALs, yeah.
Yeah, but how about Abraham Lincoln?
He
pardoned everybody that he could pardon.
I'm not getting involved in that because I don't know the details. I mean, really, and some of those things, we don't know enough to be making really valid decisions. So between the Navy and President Trump, it's a question of who do you trust?
Well, I trust both. Some days.
Some days.
Well, hey, Peg, it's been fun having you here.
Really? Time flew.
Calling you opinionated is saying it's like Monday, but that's what we like on this show. Thank you so much for coming in, Peg. I hope you feel better. She has a slight cold, folks, and she's here, a real trooper, as she always was.
Thank you. Love to you and your family, too. Saw your grandsons.
You.
They're great.
This is WKOK Sunbury. Tomorrow, I'll be here with Steve Kushaloff as Mark Lawrence remains in the woods, honey.
Woohoo!
This is WKOK Sunbury.